welcome you back to Wasena after McClouth, the number one team in the state, Fatching Valley, falls by a 10-0 final in six innings. We now get to our second semifinal of the day, where we got the host team Cyclones out of Riverside taking on number three in the state, the number two seed in this field, the Trojans of Troy. Thank you so much again for hanging with us. Brandon Tamman with you, Neil Weiland, our studio producer, as we get set for Troy and Riverside here in just a few moments, as the winner gets McLeod in the regional championship game. So we will have a national anthem coming up here. They're going to do the team introductions as well. And we'll have an opportunity to probably step aside and take a quick break here momentarily. But let's go through the lineups real quick, and we'll start with Riverside, of course, hosting here, but the lower seed and the away team down the first base side, the number six seed in the field. The Riverside, 7 wins and 14 losses. They beat three seed Oskaloosa 10-6 yesterday in the first round to get to this game. And Riverside's lineup will go like this. Cabri Alvarez leads things off. She is a junior playing at second base. Allie Studer, the junior shortstop, she bats second. Nyla Duncan, the catcher and a freshman, she bats third. Ella Whistler, a freshman, is batting fourth. She is at first base. Alexis Scott bats fifth. She's a sophomore and pitching today. Cadence Bruni batting sixth, the senior third baseman. Mia Jackson's a freshman in center field, batting seventh. Ebony Alvarez, a freshman in right field, she bats eighth. And Riley Stewart, a freshman DP, she bats ninth, with Jess Perez, a freshman, in the flex position out in left field. So again, for Riverside, Alvarez at second, Studer at short, Duncan catching, Whistler at first, Scott pitching, Bruni at third, Jackson in center, Alvarez, that's Ebony Alvarez in right, and Stewart, the designated player, with Perez defensively in left field. For the number three ranked team in the state, the Trojans out of Troy, they are 18-2 with their lone two losses coming to the top seed in Riverside, or I should say McClouth, just a couple of weeks ago, but 18-2 in the state runner-up from a year ago. Trojans will go like this here in the semifinal. Peyton Ingeman, the senior pitcher, she will lead things off for the Trojans. Emerson Weber, a sophomore, bats second and is at shortstop. Harper Wettstein, the freshman center fielder, bats third. Kaylee Grable is a senior, bats fourth and plays first base. Gracie Grable is a sophomore, batting fifth and playing at second base. Gracie McConaughey, she bats sixth and is a freshman playing third base. Davina Bennett's a senior, batting seventh. She is in right field. Allison Grable, she is a freshman in left field, batting eighth. And Mackenzie Christensen, a sophomore catcher, batting ninth. So again, for number three, ranked Troy, Ingeman pitching, Weber at short, Wettstein in center, Kaylee Grable at first, Gracie Grable at second, McConaughey at third, Bennett's in right, Allison Grable in left, and Christensen is catching. That is for the Troy Trojans and head coach Kyle McConaughey as they try to get back to the state tournament, where Troy was undefeated going in and lost their lone game in the state championship to Mission Valley, the 2-1A runner-up from a year ago at 22-1. McLeod awaits the winner of this one in the regional title game, which we will have about a half hour after this next game concludes. So we're going to take a break here momentarily after they run through the lineups here. So we'll bring this up, and I talk about Peyton Ingeman, the Central Arkansas commit. Her home run total here in 23 is 16. That is too shy of the single-season record in the state. 18 home runs was hit in 2015 by Reagan Hathaway of Olathe Northwest. And Peyton Ingeman, she had 7 home runs last year with 40 RBIs. She's well over 50 RBIs this season and has 16 home runs coming into this tournament and is 2 away from tying a single-season state record. And she is 3 home runs away from breaking a single-season record for home runs in a season. So a lot of storylines for Troy. Now for Riverside, 7-14, 2-12 in the Big 7. They upended Oskaloosa yesterday to get to this game. We'll step aside for this timeout. We'll come back. First pitch is coming your way next.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Away from the first pitch, Troy, the home team against Riverside, the number 2 seed and number 3 ranked team in Class 2-1A, Peyton Ingeman inside the circle, the reigning 2-1A pitcher of the year, and she will look to advance her team back to another regional championship game where McLeod awaits, and what could be another rematch from last year's regional championship game in which the Trojans won on a 1-0 walk-off victory. Getting down some final notes here as we get set for Riverside to bat for the first time. 7 wins for Riverside, 14 losses. They beat Oskaloosa yesterday, the 3 seed, by a 10-6 final. And it's the final warm-up toss for the Central Arkansas commits, Peyton Ingeman. Dusting the dirts into the right hand. And the first batter, Cabri Alvarez for Riverside.
Leading off of the cycle, number 7, Cabri Alvarez.
So here we go. Game number 2 and semifinal number 2. First pitch by Ingeman. Swing and a miss for a strike. Cabri Alvarez, Hallie Studer, Nyla Duncan. Top 3 in the order for the Cyclones here today. Crowd growing, sun is shining, beautiful day for some softball here in Wathena. Ingeman's next pitch a little high and outside, and it's 1-1. McConaughey playing third, Weber at short, Gracie Grable at second, Kaylee Grable's at first. Swing and a miss now, 1-2 to Alvarez. Christensen catching, Allison Grable in left, Weststein in center, Bennett's in right. The Troy defense here in this ball game. Ingeman's 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. We're going to hear potentially a lot of strikeouts like we did in game 1. And Ingeman on 4 pitches gets her first strikeout on Alvarez, and that'll bring up Studer.
Now batting number 45, Hallie Studer.
Junior shortstop, Hallie Studer. And, of course, some of these girls part of the Riverside basketball team that made it all the way to the state championship game. Incredible year for Coach Burns and the Cyclone softball or basketball program. Studer a big part of that. Swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike 1. No score, just getting going. Top of the first. McLeod awaits the winner. Ingeman's 0-1. Popped up and foul. And Studer down 0-2. Studer bats from the right side, open on her stance, plays back in the box. Ingeman looks at the wristband, gets the call, spins it in the glove, and fires. Popped up right side and foul. Off the top shedding, and it stays 0-2. Now Alvarez struck out to begin the game. Studer down 0-2. With Nyla Duncan due up next. And that one is roped into right center field, and that finds the gap. And Studer rounds first, heading to second. It's a one-out sliding double. And Riverside cooking with a runner in scoring position and one out. So a double by Studer. And that'll bring up Nyla Duncan. Riverside, before the win against Oskaloosa yesterday, had lost six straight prior to that win. Here's the first pitch to Duncan, low and inside for a ball. Oh, it was called a strike. So it's 0-1 on Duncan with Studer at second base and one out here in the top of the first. Duncan bats from the right side. Here is the 0-1 pitch from Ingeman. That one also in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Third meeting between these two. Troy swept Riverside back in the second series of the season back in late March, 10-4 and 24-14. A high-scoring affair as the 0-2 is low. Now one ball and two strikes. Riverside started the year 4-0. They swept ACCHS and then Onega, but just 3-14 since those first four wins of the year. Engelman's next pitch is fouled straight back. The dog stays alive at 1-2. Alvarez struck out to begin the game. Studer doubled the right center. And Duncan fighting here with Engelman at one ball and two strikes. Once again, looking at the wristband, getting the call. Engelman spins it and fires. Off speed in the dirt, gets away, and getting to third without a throw is Studer. So Studer at third with one out. Riverside a chance to take the early lead. Two balls and two strikes on Nyla Duncan. Engelman's pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and strikeout number two, and it's going to be up to Ella Whistler to get the runner home from third.
Now batting number one, Ella Whistler.
Another freshman in Whistler playing first base today. Bats from the right side against Ingeman. Studer at third with two outs. No score, top of the first. And the pitch by Ingeman is high for a ball. 2 years ago, Riverside won six games. Last year they won eight. This year they have won seven. Here is the 1-0 by Ingeman. Swing and a miss. Now one ball and one strike. Riverside trying to scratch off a run here in the first to take an early lead. Studer's at third with two outs. One ball and one strike here to Whistler. The pitch, and a swing and a miss. It is a challenge going up against the reigning classification pitcher of the year. Ingeman last year, 13-1 with a 0.73 ERA. She also hit .540. Next pitch in there, strike three call, and Studer stranded at third. So, Ingeman strikes out the side. Riverside leaves one at third. Half an inning in. No score.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Semifinal number two, no score. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Troy will send up Peyton Ingeman, Emerson Weber, and Harper Wettstein. Riverside left a runner stranded at third in the top of the first. Ingeman struck out the side. Ingeman is two home runs away from tying a single-season state record. Three home runs away from breaking it. She has 16 home runs coming in. 18, the single-season state record. And the first pitch by Alexis Scott is low and inside for a ball. Committed to Central Arkansas is the Troy Trojan, Peyton Ingeman. Next pitch by Scott, high and outside, 2-0. Troy is averaging 14 runs per game, 286 runs scored. Their opponents have scored 87. Next pitch is high and away. So quickly 3-0 on Ingeman. Walking her is not the worst thing you can do. They beat Donovan West yesterday 15-0, and it's a four-pitch walk as Ingeman is on to lead off the bottom of the first. So no home run in this at bat. That'll bring up sophomore Emerson Weber. Weber bats from the right side. Ingeman at first, nobody out. No score, bottom one. Scott's pitch, inside for a ball. So five pitches and five balls by Alexis Scott, just trying to find the strike zone here early. These two played back in late March. Troy swept the Cyclones with wins of 10-4 and 24-14. Next pitch to Weber inside. It's now 2-0. And the pitch. Off speed, but a little bit high. It's now three balls and no strikes. Ingeman walked to lead things off on four straight pitches, and now Weber is up 3-0 in the count. And Scott fires. That one is in there for a strike, and it's now three balls and one strike. Just got to see the first one get across, and that's, you would think, could open some things up here for Scott. Bruni at third, Studer at short, Cabri Alvarez is at second base as the next pitch is low and inside for ball four. And back-to-back walks by Ingeman and Weber, and now it's Wettstein.
Now batting number two, Harper Wettstein.
Here's the freshman, Harper Wettstein. Ingeman at second, Weber at first, and nobody out. You're in the bottom of the first inning. Troy trying to strike first. Pitch by Scott, shows bunt, puts it down nicely. Coming in is Bruni, play to first, and it gets away. And a run is going to score here for the Trojans, and they take a 1-0 lead. The throw was behind the first baseman, Whistler, and it popped away, and that allows Troy to take an early 1-0 advantage. So Wettstein is at first base. Weber at third. Ingeman scores. 1-0 Troy. Nobody out. You're in the first with Kaylee Grable, the senior first baseman, up next. Unofficially, we'll mark it as an E5. But Troy in a good spot here to build up a lead here in the first. And this one is slapped foul barely to the right side of first base. And it's a long strike number one. Kaylee Grable, first baseman, a senior. Of course, you got Gracie on deck. And Allison Grable number 8 in the order. Kaylee, a senior. Gracie, a sophomore. Allison is a freshman. Here's the next pitch. Ground ball, slow roller, should be an out, but it brings home a run, and that is a productive out for Kaylee Grable. It's an RBI ground out, and it's now 2-0 Troy. So the first out recorded, but an RBI for Grable, 2-0 Troy. And the runner at second is Wettstein for Gracie Grable, sophomore second baseman. And the first pitch in there for a strike. McConaughey up next. A good start here for Troy. Chance for more. McLeod beat Valley Falls 10-0 in 6 innings in the first game. There's the strike as Gracie was trying to put down a bunt and just caught a piece, and now she's behind in it, 0-2. It wasn't a foul tip, it was just a strike, and Wettstein, that last pitch, able to take third without a throw. So she's at third with one out. 0-2, ground ball, should bring home the run, play to first in time. So back-to-back RBI ground outs gives Troy now a 3-0 lead. That'll bring up Gracie McConaughey. The freshman McConaughey with now nobody on and two outs. Three have scored here in the inning. The first three scored with Ingeman, Weber, and Wettstein. First pitch missing low for a ball from Alexis Scott. And the next one. Fowler's popped up in play. Coming on to make a nice catch is Scott. To retire the side right in front of Duncan at the catcher position. But a couple of productive outs from Grable. And Grable, a 3-0 lead for Troy. We head to the second coming up next.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday, for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays, tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef, crispy potato olays, and 5 melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that 2 times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco John John's.
Continuing on, top of the second inning we go, Riverside with 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Scott, Bruni, and Jackson. They trail Troy 3-0. With Ingeman back to work after she struck out the side in the first. So the sophomore Scott steps in. Open stance a little bit from the right side. Ingeman steadies, readies, and fires. And a swing and a miss for strike number one. Riverside had an opportunity to get one in the first, a one-out double by Hallie Studer, and she was stranded at third base. Back-to-back strikeouts from Duncan and Whistler ended that first-inning threat. The 0-1 from Ingeman. A little bit high and outside, one ball and one strike. Defense fairly straight up. For Troy, and the 1-1 is a swing and a miss, now 1-2. Christensen is the catcher for Ingeman. McConaughey's at third, Weber at short, Gracie Grable at second, Kaylee Grable's at first, Allison Grable's in left, Wettstein in center, and Bennett's is in right. A 1-2 count here on Alexis Scott, the pitch. Just missing, very close, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bruni on deck, Jackson in the hole. Riverside finds themselves down 3-0 here in the top of the second. A couple of RBI groundouts highlighting that three-run first inning by Grable and Grable. Kaylee and Gracie, respectively. Ingeman's 2-2 is swung on and missed. 4 strikeouts now for Ingeman, and that'll bring up Caden Spruny.
Now batting number 42, Caden Spruny.
Bruni, the senior third baseman, steps in from the right side with one out and nobody on. Ingeman checks the band, spins and release, and missing just a bit outside for a ball. Riverside had 2 Big 7 league wins. They got wins over Sabetha and Nemaha Central, splitting those doubleheaders earlier in the season. Next pitch right down the center of the cup. 1-1. 6 wins 2 years ago. 8 wins last year. 7 coming into this one. Still a very young lineup for the Cyclones. Ingeman's next pitch is fouled out of play, right side, and it is 1-2. We saw Danny Lee from McLouth in the first game rack up 14 strikeouts. Ingeman has struck out 4 here through an inning and a third. Here's the 1-2 to Bruni. This one's hit to the right side, and it drops inside the line. It's a fair ball and a single. Second straight inning for a one-out hit for the Cyclones. Here's Mia Jackson, the freshman center fielder, with Bruni at first and one out. 3-0 Troy here in the top of the second. Of course, playing here on Riverside's home field, but the lower seed of the two teams, so playing as the away squad on the scoreboard. One on, one out. Ingeman's first pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Jackson down 0-1. Studer with a one-out double in the first. Then back-to-back strikeouts left her stranded at third base. Now a one-out single for Bruni here in the second. She's at first. Next pitch, check swing, and just inside or outside of the line, I should say, it's a foul ball. And Jackson quickly down 0-2. Jackson from the right side, Ingeman the righty, checks the band. 0-2. Fouls it off. Just a piece for Jackson to stay alive at 0-2. With Ebony Alvarez due up next. Fifteen runs for Troy yesterday, giving them 286 coming in, 3 already today, so now 289 runs have been scored by the Trojans this season, and there is a swing. And the miss for strike 3. 5 strikeouts now for Ingeman. Now it's up to Ebony Alvarez.
Ebony Alvarez.
So Alvarez will bat from the left side. The freshman right fielder. Bruni at first with 2 down. And the first pitch. Shows bunt, pops it up, and unable to make the catch is Christensen. And it's strike number 1. And crazy to think that when these two teams played back in late March, one of the scores was 24-14. Troy won that game, and they also added a 10-4 win in that sweep. Third meeting between the two this year. Shows again, pops it up, this time out of play. And now it is 0-2. And I mentioned in the first broadcast, when you're facing really good pitching and you find yourself struggling to get on base or put it in play, sometimes the best option is to show bunt and just try to put it down and make the defense work for an out. I've seen that multiple times watching Troy play against Engelman, and there is strikeout number 6. So back-to-back inning, she strikes out the side, and we head to bottom of inning number 2 with Troy leading Riverside 3-0.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org.
Continuing on here as we hit the bottom of inning number 2, Troy 3, Riverside nothing. Brandon Tabb and Neil Weiland with you. Second of 3 games here today on CARE. McLeod awaits the winner for the regional championship. Winner of that one moving on to State and Pratt next week. Here is Davina Bennett, the senior right fielder, number 7 in the order to lead things off for the Trojans, and their 3-0 lead against Alexis Scott. Next pitch, hit in the air, left side, foul territory, and out of play. Three runs in the first inning for Troy. A couple in RBI groundouts from Kaylee Grable and Gracie Grable. Bennett's Allison Grable and Christensen do up here this inning. She puts another one in play, but foul. And it's 0-2. Troy, over the last 3 seasons, since the start of the 2021 season, as that one is swung on and missed, and Scott gets her first strikeout. Here's Allison Grable, freshman left fielder. But going back to that, the 2021 season, Troy, 55-7. Their record since the start of the 2021 season. Last year's 2-1A state runner-up. Mission Valley beat them 6-4 in the state title game. Trying to earn a trip back to state. But the count 1-0 here on Allison Grable. Ground ball foul. Evens it up at 1-1. Certainly, Troy has been as good as it gets the last few seasons on the softball diamond. And this year, 18-2. Next pitch in there for a strike, and Allison needs to protect. It's 1-2. McLeod swept Troy back on May 1st. We carried that first game in which the Bulldogs won 6-2. Here's a shot into foul territory. A near catch by Bruni, but it hits the dirt. And we'll do it again at 1-2. McLeod would go on to win the second game over Troy 15-0. The regional championship last year here, Troy won it 1-0 on a walk-off in the 7th. And that pitch runs inside, a 2-strike pitch, and Allison Grable takes one off the kneecap and will take first with one out. Here is number 9 in the order, Mackenzie Christensen, the sophomore catcher. The runner at first and one out. Here in the bottom of the 2nd, Troy 3. And Riverside nothing. Christensen steps in. Scott on the rubber. Fires that first pitch. Low and inside for a ball. Kyle McConaughey, head coach of the Trojans, coaching down there at third. Here's the 1-0 to Christensen. About the same spot, low and inside. Now it gets away from Duncan, and Allison Grable able to take second without a throw. So she's into scoring position with one out. Troy averaging over 14 runs per game. Another pitch low and inside, but swung on and missed there by Christensen. And it's 2-1. That would have been ball three. Shaking her head, she knew it. Now it's to gather and reset with a 2-1 count. Engeman, two up next. It's a slap to the left side, but caught by the third baseman, Bruni. Easy play for the second out.
And batting number nine, Peyton Engeman.
So we're back to the home run watch. Engeman with 16. Stands in there with the runner at second and two outs. First pitch by Scott, low and outside for a ball. She walked and scored in her first at bat. One of the three first inning runs. 3-0 Troy, bottom two. Open on her stance from the right side, and she hits this one well towards left field. Is it going to be? It is gone! Home run watch and tack another. It's number 17, and she is one home run away from tying a state record. Gobbles it up as she hits home plate. It's now 5-0 Troy, a two-run shot for Engeman. Number 17. That'll bring home Emerson Weber to the plate. Grable scoring on the home run. 5-0 Troy, number 17 for Engeman. And a meeting inside the circle, and we might have a pitching change here for Riverside. And it looks like we will. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout. A two-run homer by Engeman, inching closer to a state record as Riverside will have a new pitcher. We'll let you know who it is after this break on KARE 93.7.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduations with a deliciously crafted cake, customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The new pitcher for Riverside is going to be Hallie Studer after the home run by Peyton Engeman, giving Troy a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Two outs, nobody on, as now Studer pitching to Emerson Weber in the first pitch, fouled away for strike number one. So again, now 17 homers for Peyton Engeman, one away from tying the state record. Reagan Hathaway of Olathe Northwest, who hit 18 back in 2015. Next pitch is high by Studer for ball number one. Now one ball and one strike. Emerson walked her first time up and scored on the RBI ground out by Kaylee Grable. This one is hit well towards center field, but coming on is Jackson to make the catch just outside the dirt. Four out number three, and that retires the side. So Studer gets the last out, but getting a little bit closer to a record. Peyton Engeman, a two-run homer. 5-0 Troy as we head to the third.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
9-1-2 in the order for Riverside as we start the third inning. Troy 5, Riverside nothing. Riley Stewart, freshman designated player, right-handed hitter, will lead things off against Peyton Ingeman. Ingeman's first pitch, fouled straight back for strike one. Ingeman struck out the side in the first. She struck out the side in the second. Both innings, though, Riverside had hits and runners on. They stranded Studer at first, or at third in the first, and then stranded Bruni at first in the second. Next pitch in there for a strike. Stewart down 0-2. Five to nothing, Troy. Number three in the state. Northeast Arma was number two, but Arma got beat in their regional, so they will not be going to state. As that pitch is swung on and missed, and the strikeout tracker to number seven.
How about it? Number seven, Cabri Alvarez.
It's Cabri Alvarez, top of the order. One out, nobody on. And the first pitch by Ingeman, swing and a miss. Alvarez followed by Studer. It's been all Troy here early with the 5-0 advantage. Open stance from the right side. Next pitch is high. One ball and one strike to Cabri Alvarez. So looking down the lineup for Riverside, you got junior, freshman, sophomore, senior, freshman. So certainly Riverside building for the future with a lot of young pieces up in this lineup in this regional game. There's a swing and a miss, or I should say at least got a piece of it for a foul, and it's one ball and two strikes. Even Troy, they got three seniors in their lineup today. But a good mix still of freshmen and sophomores, so they still are pretty young, but Ingeman, by far and away their best player, will be lost after this year. And a swing and a miss. Number eight on the strikeout counts, and that'll bring up Hallie Studer.
How about it, number 45, Hallie Studer?
Studer doubled with one out in the first and got to third on a stolen base, but back-to-back strikeouts left her stranded there. Steps in one for one. Two outs, nobody on here, top of the third. Her team trailing 5-0. Pitch by Ingeman. And the dirt skips away for a ball. Ingeman, the reigning classification pitcher of the year. Central Arkansas commit. And there's no pitch count, so assuming if the Troy Trojans are able to hold on and then they get McLeod, and Ingeman would probably pitch the next game as well. There's a pop-up, and it lands. It's going to be dropped by the shortstop in Weber. And heady base running by Studer. She's at second base with two outs. That'll bring up Nyla Duncan. A base hit could get Riverside on the board. A tough play by Weber at short, kind of running into her left in front of the second base bag. And tried to underhand catch that, and it just popped out of the mitt. The runner at second, two down. Pitch to Duncan, a little bit low for a ball. Duncan struck out her first time up. Studer's at second with two down. Top of the third inning, 5-0, Troy in front. Engelman has struck out eight. This one is fouled away as Studer took off for third. And leaving the box too early was Duncan, and that's going to be a recorded out, and that ends the inning. So Studer stranded at second base. We head to the bottom of the third. 5-0 Troy here on CARE.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
CARE 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. CARE 93.7, your local sports authority.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
So the official word for that last out in the top of the third, it was Studer at second base leaving the bag early before the pitch got out of Engelman's hand. So they called that for the third out, and that retired the side. So a 5-0 Troy lead as we hit the bottom of the third inning. And it'll be Harper or Wettstein lead things off here. 3, 4, and 5 in the Trojans' order as we start the bottom of the third. Wettstein reached on an error, scored in the three-run first. A 5-0 Troy lead. As Studer, second pitcher for Riverside, first pitch is low for a ball. 5 runs on 1 hit, unofficially for Troy. The one hit, a two-run homer by Peyton Engelman. Next pitch low and inside, now 2-0. Wettstein followed by Kaylee Grable, and then Gracie Grable will follow that. Both had RBIs in that three-run first. Studer's pitch. That one is in there for a strike. Wettstein watching all the way. It's now 2-1. Troy now at 291 runs scored this season. Next pitch is high, gets away from Duncan, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Troy's given up 87, so they give up about 4.4 runs per game, and this one's lined to shortstop, and that's Scott who makes the catch for out number one. So we'll line out to the shortstop, brings up Kaylee Grable with nobody on and one out. Grable grounded out to second her first time up, but drove in a run. First pitch is a little bit high for ball one. Duncan catching, Bruni at third, Scott's at short, Gabriel Alvarez at second, Whistler at first, there's a swing and a miss. Or a strike. Perez in left, Jackson in center, Ebony Alvarez defensively in right for Riverside. 1-1 count here on the senior, Kaylee Grable. And the 1-1. Just caught a piece, foul ball, it's 1-2. Last three seasons, including this one in 23, 22, and 21, there's a slow roller right back to Studer. Hard throw to first in time and quickly 2 up and 2 down. I was going to mention the last 3 years, Riverside, 3 Big 7 wins 2 years ago, 2 last year and 2 this year. Big 7 was won by Royal Valley here in 23. Holton had won the last 2 before that. Pitch in there for a strike to sophomore Gracie Grable. And a swing and a miss, quickly 0-2, and Studer trying to run it up 1-2-3 here in the third. So Scott got the start, went an inning and two-thirds, and then Studer replaced Scott in the last half inning. Next pitch a little bit outside, 1-2. Wettstein lined out. Kaylee Grable with the ground out. Now Gracie Grable down 1-2. 5-0 Troy here in the bottom of the third. Studer's pitch. And it's hit right back up the center and into center field for a base hit. Right past the outstretched arms of Studer inside the circle. Couldn't quite get a glove on it. And it's a top single now for Gracie McConaughey.
McConaughey
popped out to the pitcher her first time up. Up there with two outs and one on. 5-0, the Trojans lead it. Here in the bottom of the third. She bats from the right side, open on her stance. Pitch by Studer is high for a ball. That's the second hit for Troy. Grable a single. Next pitch is low, gets under the legs of Duncan, and away enough to allow Grable to get up to second base without a throw. She's into scoring position with two outs. The count 2-0, favorable for the freshman McConaughey. There's a swing and a miss, now 2-1. So with Northeast Arma getting knocked out, who was ranked number 2 in the state, McLouth is number 1, Troy is number 3. So ultimately, two of the top 3 ranked teams in the state will not make the state tournament. If McLouth were to win, they would be the number 1 seed. Troy would ultimately be a top 3 seed. Could be as high as the top 2 seed. Ball 4 to McConaughey, and she's at first with Davina Bennett coming up next. So a 2-out walk, and Grable's at second. McConaughey is at first. Bennett struck out her first time up, and now 2 on and 2 outs. 5-0 Troy, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kind of a half-hearted effort by Bennett, and she's down 0-1. Troy went 22-1 a year ago. There's a swing and a miss, and now caught in a pickle, but no throw to third, and Gracie Grable is there without a throw. So now runners at the corners with two outs, but Bennett's is down 0-2 in the count. Studer trying to get out of a little bit of a pickle here in the third. Just a little bit low on that one outside, and now no throw to second as McConaughey takes second. So now second and third. Base hit could drive in two, but a 1-2 count here on Bennett. The pitch. Once again low. Now 2-2. Troy 3 in the first, 2 in the second. Base hit could add 2 potentially here in the third. Their lead is 5-0. And the pitch. That's the third straight pitch low, and now here's a pickle chance as Duncan throws down to third, gets it back, goes back to third, still there, and now it gets away. Play at the plate, not in time. Heads up, base running by Gracie Grable, and she scores. It's now 6-0. And McConaughey takes third. So just playing with Duncan a little bit. About 5 or 6 feet off the bag, Duncan decided to make the throw to third, and then at that point, the pickle started at about 4 or 5 throws deep, and finally Gracie was able to just charge home and make it safely. And now, after the count was 0-2 on Bennett, she works a walk. That'll bring up Allison Grable. So now at the corners, still 2 outs. Allison was hit by a pitch. Her first time up in the second, and was brought home by the 2-run homer from Ingeman. Pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. And Bennett's able to take second base without a throw. So now second and third, two down. 6-0, Troy. They have scored in all three innings. Studer's pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Grable scoring from third base. A caught in a rundown, was able to score. The 0-2 just missing outside. Now 1-2. McLeod working on the side, getting ready for the winner of this one in the regional championship. Next pitch is high, gets to the fence. Here comes McConaughey from third, and she scores standing up. So a wild pitch makes it 7-0, Troy. And Bennett's able to move up to third base. So two more have scored here in the inning. After the first two batters were retired. Count 2-2 on Allison Grable. She steps out, calls time. So a couple of runs here scored, a little bit more unconventional. And there's a strike three call in the outside corner. But Troy doing a little bit more damage. They get two more across. It's a 7-0 Trojans lead as we hit the fourth inning here on CARE 93.7.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer. Locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Ingham back to work inside the circle. Her team a 7-0 lead here against Riverside as we start the fourth inning in this regional semifinal. Troy 3 in the first, 2 in the second, and then 2 more in the third. 3, 4, and 5 in the Riverside order. Nyla Duncan will lead things off. Struck out her first time up. Ingham has struck out 8. And Duncan leads off the fourth. Calls for a quick time. And steps back in, batting from the right side. No runs, 2 hits for Riverside. This one is popped up and foul. Out of play. And it's 0-1. Riverside has had a base runner in all three innings, but has not been able to scratch across a run. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, and Duncan quickly down 0-2. 9 outs have been recorded, 8 of which have been strikeouts. And the pitch by Ingeman popped up and out of play foul. Stays 0-2. Whistler and Scott will also bat here in the top half of the fourth. A good crowd on hand, piling up. Remainder of this game, along with the regional championship game to follow. Duncan again calls time. The count 0-2, steps out. It's the signage down from third base. And Ingeman spinning it in her right hand against the thigh, puts it in the glove, swings the arm through, and it's fouled away. So another foul ball there by Duncan to stay alive at 0-2. Seven to nothing, the Troy lead here, the top half of the fourth. Chance for another strikeout here for Ingeman. Can she do it? Not this time, but maybe. It's still foul, out of play. So three straight foul balls for Duncan, battling here to lead off the fourth. It'll stay 0-2. Riverside's win yesterday over Oskaloosa ended a six-game losing streak. They were the sixth seed, and they beat the three seed. Here's a pitch that's high for ball one. One thing about the Big Seven, it is very good top to bottom, year in and year out when it comes to softball. So the level of competition favored Riverside in that matchup yesterday. Another pitch low. It's now two balls and two strikes. So Duncan battling here. Got down 0-2, fouled off three pitches, and now has seen two balls. 2-2. First batter here in the fourth. 7-0, the Troy lead. Engelman's pitch. Ground ball, playable. Stabbed at third by McConaughey. Good throw across the diamond in time. So a lengthy at bat. We'll go 5-3 for out number one. Good fielding there by McConaughey. Good grab at first by Kaylee Grable. That brings up Bella Whistler. Whistler, a strikeout victim, her first time up. Nobody on, one out here in the fourth. Engelman gets the sign and fires. Swing and a miss for a strike. This is number 21 for Troy. They have six shutout wins. Four more games after that where they've given up two or less runs. Not quite the numbers that McLeod has, but still very, very good. Next pitch outside, one ball and one strike. Whistler from the right side, open on her stance. Ingeman 1-1 with one out. And that is a strike, despite pitch low and giving away from the catcher Christensen. It's now 1-2. Defense fairly straight up. Center fielder Wettstein playing a little more to her left. And that one fouled away, so Whistler stays alive at 1-2. Once this game concludes, we'll have about 25 minutes or so in between before the start of the regional championship. 1-2 counts. One out, top four. Swing and a miss, and a strikeout. Make it 9 strikeouts now for Ingeman. Two outs in the inning. Now Alexis Scott. Nobody out and two outs. She struck out her first time up. Bats from the right side. Allison Grable in left field, playing up near the fence. Wettstein has kind of moved more back center, out there in center field. And in right, Bennett's about maybe 15 or 20 feet away from the foul line. Count 0-1 here on Scott. Ingeman's 0-1. Low and inside, one ball and one strike. Ingeman faced 4 in the first, 4 in the second, the minimum in the third, and trying to face the minimum here in the fourth. And a swing and a miss, 1-2. Ingeman looking for strikeout number 10. Scott needs to protect. Sophomore who started inside the circle but replaced by Studer. Next pitch is high and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Scott now playing short. And it's evened up. 2-2. Two outs. Top of the fourth. Nobody on. 7-0 Troy, the pitch. A little bit outside. Count runs full at 3-2. Cadence Bruni due up next. counts. Ingemann looks down at the band and gets the sign. Trying to go 1-2-3 here in the top of the fourth. And the pitch. Hit towards the right side, playable, and coming on and missing it in right field is Bennett. She dropped it. And now chugging around second all the way to third is Scott. And now the ball gets away and she's going to score. And a couple of errors allowing Riverside to get on the board. It's now 7-1. And you take it however you can get it. Riverside desperately needed that. And Bennett's had a chance in right field but dropped the fly ball. And then the throw went wild past third. And Scott was able to score. So it's 7-1. First pitch to Bruni is in there for a strike. So that's going to be an unearned run. I think Bennett in right field just played it a little more up than she needed to. Kind of misjudged it. But it was one that was dipping pretty well. It was well struck towards right field. And then a throw that got away from third allowed Scott to score. So it's 7-1. Count 1-1. And now this one is hit well towards right center field and towards the gap. And dropping it is Bennett again. And Bruni at second base with one out. Not been a good inning defensively for Bennett in right. So Bruni is at second base. And now it looks like they have switched Allison Grable. Bennett will now go to left field. And then Allison Grable has switched to right. So it's been a tough inning for for Bennett defensively. Now this one gets away, throw to third, not in time. And Bruni's there standing up. So three errors unofficially, allowing Riverside to get on the board. They have a chance to maybe scrape off another here with two outs, and now Bruni at third. Pitch to Mia Jackson. In there for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Jackson struck out. Her first time up. She has Bruni at third with two down. And the pitch. This one is hit towards right field. Tailing foul. So it'll go to 1-2. Jackson has to come back and try it again. One ball, two strikes. A run is in here for Riverside. Still trailing 7-1 in the fourth. Ingemann's 1-2. Just got a piece and fouled it away. So after a ground out and then a strikeout, a couple of fly balls towards Bennett and Wright. She dropped them both. One led to a run by Scott. The other put Bruni at second base, but now she's at third. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three in the inning is done. 10 strikeouts now for Peyton Ingemann. But Riverside on the board. It is 7-1 Troy as we hit the bottom of inning number four.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
tonight, able to get one run in the fourth, trailing Troy here 7-1 in this regional semifinal. McLouth awaits the winner, who beat Valley Falls in our first game today 10-0 in six innings. Studer back to work inside the circle. Troy will have 9-1-2 in the order. Christensen, Ingeman, and Weber. Christensen lined out to third, her first time up. And the pitch, a little bit high and outside for ball one. And unofficially, 7 runs on just 2 hits. There's a swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. That one is low. 2-1. Christensen, Ingeman, and Weber for the Trojans. A 7-1 lead for Troy, number 3 in the state, number 2 seed in this tournament bracket. Christensen fouls one away. It's now 2-2. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Riverside has Studer still inside the circle. Scott started, went an inning in the 2/3. Was replaced by Studer. She's been out there ever since. And now a foul ball. Stays at 2-2. Troy 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. Riverside's lone run in the last half inning. 7-1. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, playable left side. This is Scott's long throw, low, stretching, and a good play by the first baseman Whistler for the out. Tip of the cap, and 1-1. All right, so here's Ingeman, and now a meeting inside the circle. Ingeman, a 2-run home run in her last at-bats, which gave her 17 on the season, which is 1 away from tying the single-season state record. She walked in her first at-bat. She has scored twice. The home run drove in 2. So officially 1-for-1, 2 driven in, 2 runs scored, and the home run. The meeting on the mound, I wonder what that could have been like. Well, in her first at-bat, she walked on 4 pitches. None of them were close. And the home run was on a 1-0 count. Duncan was way lined up outside, and that pitch is outside for a ball. I'm sure it was something along the lines of, let's not give her something easy to hit. Look at how wide Duncan is outside of the plate, and it's 2-0. So Ingeman, 2-0, and Duncan again sliding outside. And at this point, it looks like Ingeman's going to take a walk. Almost looks like an intentional walk to a certain degree. I think they'll take their chances. Yeah, that pretty much was it. Yeah, and you can see Ingeman. She's frustrated. But she'll take first base. That's her second walk. And the record-tying home run potentially will have to wait another AB. But she's at first with 1 out. That'll bring up Emerson Weber. Weber has walked and scored. She has also flown out. Ground ball, Scott's playable, missing at second base. Nobody was at second covering. And Cabri Alvarez, not there covering second, just wasn't there in time. Good speed by Ingeman. Everybody's safe. Not even sure how that one goes down, but 2 on and 1 out. Now showing bunt. And there's a play at third and safe. So Ingeman now at third, Weber at second. A double steal, now second and third with 1 out. Count 1-0 on Harper Wettstein. Pitch is low, now 2-0. One out in the inning. Now Troy an opportunity to add to their lead. Swing and a miss there by Wettstein. Now two balls and one strike. Wettstein reached on an error in the first and scored. Lined out to short in the third. Engelman is at third. Weber's at second base with one out. And now a slow roller that's picked up by Duncan in fair territory, and everybody is safe. And now nobody is going to make a play to second. Well, now an out's going to be recorded, but both runs are going to score. Well, that was pretty bizarre, but it's 9-1 Troy. So Wettstein will get one RBI. And then she tried to take second, and then Duncan threw her out at second. But while that was happening, Weber was able to score from third. And now, Trojans head coach Kyle McConaughey talking with one of the umpires. And I think the argument was Wettstein potentially safe at second? And she gets around the tag. That was applied. Regardless, both runs have scored. So it's 9-1 Troy. And they will confirm it is an out. So Wettstein thrown out at second. She'll be credited for one RBI. So after the out is confirmed, bases are empty for Kaylee Grable. Two more runs have scored. It's 9-1 Troy. What's been kind of a bizarre inning. Count one ball, or I should say, yeah, that pitch did miss. 1-0 here on Grable, who has grounded out twice. One produced an RBI in the first. Now she'll pop this one up and Studer out of the circle to make the catch to retire the side. But two more runs have scored and the lead extends. 9-1 Troy as we head to inning number five.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country. 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Broken 9, Cyclones 1 as we start the fifth inning. Trojans have scored in all four innings, three in the first, and then two in the third, two in the third, and two in the fourth as Riverside comes up against Engelman here in the top of the fifth. First pitch is a strike to Ebony Alvarez. Alvarez, Stewart, and then Cabri Alvarez due up here for Riverside in the fifth. A lot of work to do and running out of time here as she puts a bunt down, but it's foul. And an 0-2 count here for Ebony Alvarez. If the result holds, we'll have a rematch of last year's regional championship. McLeod awaiting the winner. Pitch by Engelman, and it's a foul ball. And she fouled it away, and it's out number one. Riley Stewart, a freshman, 11 strikeouts now for Peyton Engelman. The one run that Riverside scored unearned. After the Trojans defensively had some issues in the last inning with three errors. First pitch in there to Stewart for a strike. Nobody on, one out here in the top of the fifth. The pitch. Ground ball foul, right side. It's 0-2. Stewart getting direction from the third base coach. The left side, back into the right side batter's box. Engeman has the advantage, 0-2, and the pitch. And another foul ball out of play. And it stays 0-2. McLouth, a 10-0 win over Valley Falls in the first game. Finished that one in six innings. And Ingeman's 0-2. A little bit inside, one ball and two strikes. You're on, Stewart. Ingeman's been pretty dialed in, I would say. Ground ball, slow roller, Engeman running to pick it up, throw to first in time for the out. So it's now Cabri Alvarez, who is 0-2. Two outs, nobody on, top five, 9-1 Troy. Engeman has 11 strikeouts. She has given up just two hits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count. No balls and one strike. Riverside 7-14 coming in. Troy 18-2. Ingeman's pitch. Inside. One ball and one strike to Cabri Alvarez. The junior second baseman. Engeman trying to go 1-2-3 for a second time. This one is hit towards the right side. Diving and making the catch near the foul line was the second baseman, Gracie Grable. Nice play by her. That retires the side, 1-2-3. We hit the bottom of inning number 5, 9-1 Troy.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Two runs away from potentially ending this one here in five innings. A 9-1 lead for Troy as they come up here in the bottom of the fifth. Gracie Grable followed by Gracie McConaughey and Davina Bennett. Appreciate Neil Weiland helping us out here today. Joseph Curry behind the ones and twos. Regional championship will follow. Fennell Troy 9-1 as they bat here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch by Studer. Is low for ball one. Gracie had an RBI ground out in the first and then singled and scored in the third. She pops this one up. It's going to stay in the infield. And it's Studer inside the circle to make the catch for the first out. That'll bring up Gracie McConaughey. McConaughey popped out to the pitcher. Their first time up, she has also walked and scored. Trojans have scored in all four innings. Three in the first and then two in all the second, third, and fourth innings. First pitch missing for ball one. With Bennett's due up next. And a great crowd starting to pile in. The regional championship game to follow. First pitch. Or I should say the next pitch inside but catching the inside part of the strike zone. It's now one ball and one strike. From the right side, against the righty, next pitch to McConaughey is low for ball two. Now 2-1. Unofficially, for Troy today, their 9 runs have come on 3 hits. Next pitch is high, and it's now 3-1. One of those hits was a home run by Ingemann, which was her 17th of the season. Watching all the way 3-1, it finds the strike zone, and now the count to McConaughey runs full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes in the pitch. Inside, ball four. It was close. McConaughey walks for a second time. Here's the senior, Davina Bennett. She has struck out and walked. Now a runner at first and one out. 9-1 Troy here in the bottom of the fifth. She'll swing and miss at the first pitch for strike one. The 3 runs that Troy scored in the first inning was on no hits. And now Bennett puts down a good bunt. Throw to first, though, in time. And McConaughey up to second base with 2 outs. A good punt, but a better play by Studer to get the out just in time for out number 2. That'll bring up Allison Grable. So a runner at second, McConaughey, 2 outs. As Allison Grable, the freshman, steps in, she was hit by a pitch in her first at bat, came around to score, and then struck out her last at bat. First pitch missing, 1-0. Here's the pitch. And foul straight back. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. A calm afternoon. Not very breezy. Not too hot. Certainly a good day. A lot of people finding the shade. Next pitch to Grable. A little bit low. Now 2-1. Base hit could add to the lead. 9-1 Troy here, bottom of inning number 5. And the pitch by Studer. Foul ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. If Troy holds on, again, Ingemann has been pitching here in this game, and I would have to imagine she goes as well in game 2, potentially against McLeod. Here's the pitch. And another foul ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Getting direction from her head coach, Kyle McConaughey, down there at third. And she's back in the box. Open stance, right side. Studer, the righty, throws. And a swing and a miss, strike 3, and that retires the side. So through 5, Troy 9, and Riverside 1 here on CARE.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduations with a deliciously crafted cake, customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Riverside. side down to trail Troy 9-1 here in this regional semifinal. Peyton Ingeman back inside the circle. Riverside sends up Hallie Studer to lead things off, who had a double in the first and then reached on an error in the third. Ingeman's first pitch is high for a ball. Studer, Duncan, and Whistler, the Cyclones in the sixth. One run on two hits. This one is hit down the left field line in foul territory. And it's dropped. Couldn't quite see it. It's just a strike, and Studer has to go back. It's going to be one ball and one strike. Strikeouts here in the game. A 1-1 count here to start the sixth to Hallie Studer. And the pitch, about the same spot, high. It's now 2-1. McConaughey at third, playing pretty much right on the line. Same goes for Haley Grable over there at first. And now this one is hit well, and it's off the fence in fair territory. And Studer's going to have her second double of the game. That was about 3 feet away from a home run. That left the bat quickly. And Bennett's fielded it well off the wall. And Studer was in standing with the double, her second double of the game. She's at second, nobody out. Here's Duncan, who has struck out and grounded out. Pitch by Ingeman, popped up, and out of play, foul. And it's 0-1. Duncan struck out in the first and grounded out to third in the fourth. The third hit of the game for Riverside, the second for Studer. And Riverside down by eight. Down to their last two innings. Got to do everything they can to scratch off a run here. Pitches inside, gets away from Christensen. And that's going to allow Studer to get to third without a throw. So a ball in play could potentially get a run in. I'm sure Troy would take an out for a run. They're up eight. And this one's roped down the left field line, just barely foul. And Duncan, oh, a little bit flustered there, just needed to be a little bit more behind it. And it's one ball and two strikes. Studer at third. Nobody out. 9-1 Troy here in the top of the sixth. Riverside needs to put something together. Next pitch off speed outside. 2-2. Ella Whistler due up next. And the pitch popped up left side near the line. And making the catch is McConaughey at third for the first out. And Studer is stranded at third. So the first out, that brings up Whistler. Whistler 0-2, two strikeouts. Studer at third, one out. Top of the sixth, 9-1. Troy in front. McLeod awaits the winner. She puts down a bunt, little squeeze play. It'll get the run home and not even a throw by Ingeman. And a Whistler with the bunt single RBI, and it's 9-2. Good speed by Whistler to beat it out.
Now batting number six, Alexis Scott.
Now it's Alexis Scott's turn, who has struck out and has reached on an error and scored. And now here comes Kyle McConaughey to the center circle. We may have a pitching change. Maybe not. Just a little bit of a meeting. Troy's still up by seven. It's 9-2. With one out and Whistler at first. No pitching change. Ingeman's still in. No surprise. And the meeting breaks up. And Alexis Scott will step in. Scott again with a strikeout and then reached on an error and scored in the fourth. Steps out of the box, now back in. Waiting for the umpire to put the mask on. Taking his time. Not sure why. There he goes. And we're back to it. So Scott steps in from the right side. Runner on. She'll show bunt. Pulls it back. And a steal attempt at second. Throw not in time. Whistler with the stolen base. She's at second. And the pitch was low to Scott for ball one. A base hit could add another. Baby steps here for Riverside, down to their final five outs. They have scored one here in the inning. They got a runner at second with one out. They trail 9-2. The pitch by Ingeman. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. How many spots open in the bleachers? A lot of lawn chairs surrounding the outside of the ballpark. McLeod 10-0 over Valley Falls in the first game. Scott, swing and a miss in strike number two. McLeod has outscored their two opponents here in this tournament, 25-0. Troy beat Donovan West 15-0 yesterday. Here's the 1-2, and it's fouled straight back. Ingeman has 11 strikeouts, and a 1-2 count here on Alexis Scott, the sophomore. Whistler at second base with one out, 9-2 Troy. Here is the 1-2 by Ingeman. In there, strike three call, and that's her 12th strikeout in the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Caden Spruny to try to get the run in from second base. Spruny has singled and has also reached via an error. Whistler at second base with two outs. One across here in the inning. Riverside, though, trails 9-2. There's a strike to Bruni. It's 0-1. And single by Whistler was the first hit, or I should say the double by Studer to lead off the inning was the first hit for Riverside since the second inning. And the count quickly is now 0-2 on Bruni as she fouled that one out of play. Ingeman just trying to get out of this inning with no more than a run given up. Ingeman checks, gets the sign, fires, and a little slow roller right side. Easy play for Grable at first, touching the bag for the third out, and that retires the side. So Riverside able to get one, but they trail 9-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Troy 9, Riverside 2. regional semifinal number 2 here on KARE 93.7. Up here for Troy is going to be Christensen, Ingeman, and Weber. Christensen, number 9 in the order, 0 for 2, a line out and a ground out. Facing Studer, who took over in the second inning and has been in ever since. First pitch outside for ball 1. 3 runs would end it here in the 6th. The first strike there after a ground ball that went foul. And it's 1-1. And unofficially, 9 runs on just 3 hits. A lot of walks and fielder's choices and some odd plays we've seen throughout the game. There's a swing and a miss, now 1-2. Bottom of the 6th. Christensen down 1-2. Studer gets the sign and fires, and gets a strikeout, swing and a miss. That'll bring up Peyton Ingeman.
That batting number 9, Peyton Ingeman.
So again, the home run tracker, she's got 17. She hit a 2-run shot back in the 2nd, 1 away from tying the all-time state record for homers in a season. And once again, they're going to pitch her outside, and I mean well outside, where it looks near like an intentional walk. That's what she did in the last at-bat. They intentionally walked her, essentially, and they're doing the exact same thing. And you can see the frustration with Ingeman. She's like, okay, this is what you're going to do? Guess we'll live with it. So it's 2-0, Duncan way outside the strike zone. And that one gets away, but it's still high, now 3-0. Certainly a betting man, and my bet is this one is not going to be, although Duncan does stay in it, and now a swing and a foul ball. So they gave her a pitch, and they found the way 3-1. So we'll see if they pitch to her. And here it is. It's high, ball 4. So, back-to-back walks on Ingeman since the 2-run homer back in the 2nd. Here is Emerson Weber. With Ingeman at first and 1 out. 9-2 Troy here in the bottom of the 6th. McLeod awaiting the winner here. Studer's pitch. High for a ball. Emerson Weber walked and scored in the 1st. She also has a flyout. And then scored another run in the 4th after reaching out a fielder's choice. Here's a stolen base attempt. Throw to 2nd. Gets away. And safely. 2nd stolen base today for Ingeman. At 2nd base now with 1 out. A 2-0 count on Weber. Wettstein due up next. Weber from the right side takes the pitch, and it's outside. 3-0. So a very favorable hitter's count. 3-0. Pitch by Studer. Outside, ball 4. So Weber on for a 3rd time, and now Harper Wettstein with 2 on and 1 out. And now a meeting on the hill. And I wonder if this is going to be a pitching change, and it looks like we will have a pitching change. So Riverside is going to change it up a little bit here. I believe so. In the bottom of the 6th, we'll see. Never mind. It looked like for a 2nd they were going to maybe make a pitching change, but Studer will stay in there. So never mind. Studer stays in there. Ingeman at 2nd. Weber at 1st. 1 out. Harper Wettstein has reached on an error and scored, has lined out to short, and is singled in a run. 2 on and 1 out, bottom 6. For first pitch in there for a strike. And without a throw, Ingeman steals third. Weber stays at first, so now on the corners with one out. Count 0-1 on Wettstein. Next pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-2. And now Weber takes second without a throw. So now second and third. The counts in favor of Studer. 0-2 on Wettstein. With Grable due up next. Next pitch is high. 1-2. Troy has scored a run in 4 of the 5 innings. And now this one is looped out to right field, and it's caught by the right fielder, Ebony Alvarez, and tagging from third is Ingeman, and that is a sacrifice fly, and it's now 10-2. So a productive at bat for Harper Wettstein on 2 strikes.
Now batting number 16, Kaylee Grable.
So now 2 outs, and Weber at second base for Kaylee Grable, who is 0-for-3 with an RBI. First pitch is low for 1. Studer gets the sign back to work. Ground ball and off the glove of the second baseman, Alvarez, and safe. And now a play at the plate, not in time. As the run is going to score, Weber does from second base. It's now 11-2. It was a diving attempt by Cabri Alvarez at second base, at least to get a glove on the ball to bat it down. And then heads up running by Weberson to score, by Emerson Weber to score from second base to make it 11-2. So it's Gracie Grable now with 2 outs and a runner at first. 2 have scored. It's now 11-2. Troy trying to put a stamp on this one. Riverside needs to get it out and not allow another runner to score to give themselves at least one more at bat. Because if Troy gets one more, the game ends on the 10-run rule. Here's a pop-up, should end the inning. Alvarez makes the catch at second base, and Riverside will get one more at bat. So we head to the 7th, 11-2 Troy, here on Care.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msccsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Side down to their final 3 outs of the season. They are down 11-2 to Troy as we start the 7th inning. Mia Jackson will lead things off. 7-8-9 in the order. As Ingeman tries to shut the door and give ourselves a number 1 versus number 3 in the state rematch in a regional championship. Ingeman's first pitch is high for a ball. Jackson showed bunt, but pulled back in time. Jackson 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Ingeman has 12 strikeouts here today. Next pitch to Jackson, shows bunt, pops it in the air, and it drops. Or they say it's an out. Ingeman actually made the catch. Couldn't tell. That was blocked by the umpire. But a diving stop, or a diving catch, I should say, by Ingeman, and that's the first out. That'll bring up Ebony Alvarez. Alvarez also 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. She'll show bunts and puts it down. Play it first. in time. Quickly, two up and two down, and Riverside down to their final out. Riley Stewart, freshman DP. 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Riverside season in jeopardy of ending. There's a swing and a miss. Four strike number one. Troy and McClouth. Potentially about to be pretty epic. There's a swing and a miss, and it's now 0-2. A rematch of last year's regional title right here on this ball field. Need one more out, though, for Troy. Ground ball right to Ingeman, settles and throws, and there it is. And Ingeman retires Riverside, and the game is over. 11-2, Troy wins it, and we get set for an epic rematch and showdown between number one and number three in the state. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back, recap this one, and then get you set for the regional championship after this on KARE 93.7.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Acheson.
Championship is set here in Wathena for Class 2-1A softball. It's number one McClouth, number three ranked Troy, after the Trojans able to beat Riverside by a final score of 11-2. Brandon Tam and Joseph Curry with you as we wrap up this one and get you set for that regional championship here in about 25 minutes. But Troy got on the board early in this game. They scored three in the first, never looked back. It was more than enough. Peyton Ingeman a highlight, though, as she had 12 strikeouts in the game, pitched the distance, and also had a home run, which put her one away from the single-season home run record in the state. A two-run shot in the second, which made it 5-0 at that point. And Troy able to add two more in the third, two more in the fourth, and two more in the sixth to put it away. Riverside season comes to an end with a record of 7-15. Troy now 19-2, heading into the big-time rematch with number one McClouth. Final numbers in this one, Troy, unofficially 11 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors. They left 3 on base. Riverside, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and they left 4 on base. So again, a top 3 showdown in the state, a rematch of last year's regional championship in which Troy won it by a 1-0 final over McClouth. But McClouth is number one in the state at 21-0, and Troy at 19-2. Ranked number three in the state. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Glad to bring it to you. We're going to send it back to the studio. JC's going to take care care of you here for about 20 or so minutes, maybe about 15, but then we'll come back after a short break, get you set for the final game of the day, which a ticket to the state championship tournament will be punched to Pratt for next week. In the final here in Game 2, Troy 11, Riverside 2, it's Troy and McLeod in the regional championship here in about 25 minutes. We'll send it back to the studio and talk to you soon here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.